Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host as always, David Calvert. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to listen to what this guy has to say. It means so much, guys. It really does. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I apologize for yesterday. This year has been really bad for allergy sufferers. I can tell you that. Had kind of a scare. Allergy-wise, I actually start coughing from being all congested and passed out in the shower yesterday. So my knee still hurts really bad from hauling and landing on it when I fell in the shower. But yeah, so definitely have had an interesting couple of weeks in the spring. And or what we call spring, because it snowed a couple days ago. And of course, it's been in the 70s, so the weather's kind of back and forth. It can't really decide what it wants to do yet. And of course, obviously, I've been sleeping a lot just because I haven't had energy from, you know, all of the excitement that my senses have been experiencing due to the allergies. So it's been a fun couple weeks for sure. So one of my interviews got put on hold indefinitely. She has just been really busy with work and has kept we've had to keep rescheduling, you know, which I told her was fine. I understand life happens, but she was like, you know, let me just wait and I'll reach out to you once a better time comes around. So I was like, that's totally fine. You just let me know when. So there's that. If the allergies don't really change up, probably what I'll end up doing is switching the show to a weekly show. Just because the issues I'm running into, you know, it's hard to record a daily show and, you know, having this, you know, kind of hanging over my head as well. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted on that right now. I'm just going to kind of play it by ear and see how it goes this coming week, and then we'll go from there. And of course, if I do interviews, that will be the show for that week. I think I'll air the show on Monday. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Is we'll be going to a weekly format. I was thinking about possibly trying that out in season 4, but with this going on, you know, I'd much rather, because normally I don't have bad ears. I mean, it's very rare that I'm, like, near incapacitated. And I can guarantee I've never had a point where I've actually passed out from a coughing fit or whatever, from sinus drainage and things like that. So, not normal for me, but, you know, definitely I'm going to have to make some changes to my schedule and what I do and how I work while I'm working through this. So, just want to give you guys a heads up on that. And of course, you know, like for instance, I'm recording this episode right now at 7:45, and, you know, I just woke up not too long ago, and it's the first time I've actually been able to really sleep in, I don't even know how long, maybe 4 or 5 days. Which could be more of why I passed out in the shower than the actual coughing. Who knows? Because I haven't been sleeping very well. Because my sinuses keep draining. So we'll see. But anyway, you know, other than that, I'm excited. You know, what is now this coming weekend? You know, the 12th and the 13th, I'll be at the Charlotte Black Film Festival with my book and hoping to sell and sign a lot of copies there. That's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see how that goes. If you're interested in attending, if you're in the Charlotte area, or you'll be in the Charlotte area next weekend, you can definitely shoot me an email or a message. My email's down in the show notes, thecreativeopenforum@gmail.com. You can email me there. Or you can shoot me a message through Facebook, or anyone who knows me, you know how to get in a hold of me. My social media links are also in the show notes. LinkedIn, Facebook Messenger, Twitter, whatever the case may be. Give me a call or a text if you know me well enough. And you live in the Charlotte area, we probably know each other personally, so definitely reach out and I'll get you hooked up with a ticket or tickets. I think I get like up to 50 to give out to people. Yeah, so very cool. I'm excited about that. I'd love to see you guys there as well. So definitely looking forward to that. And then just really, really, kind of a little bittersweet too on this. LinkedIn finally, I guess, decided that they were going to take action and kind of make things official for LinkedIn Local. And they did so without really consulting or working with any of the co-founders, the people who actually created LinkedIn Local, the people that said, hey, I've got a bunch of friends on LinkedIn that live in this area. I'd like to have a meetup and meet with them. So LinkedIn came up with all these terms, conditions, and rules and everything, and then contacted the co-host or the co-creators and said, hey, here's the new rules. And didn't really leave anything open for them to, give input about or anything. Didn't even give them any input as far as the creation of said rules. And so they decided that they're going to step away from LinkedIn Local itself and shut down the site and just leave it to LinkedIn to manage, Which sucks because, I mean, they created it, and it was just kind of like, oh yeah, we're done with you. This is our product anyway, so we don't need your input. And so I talked with Lee today, or I shot him an email because I'd forwarded him the email about it, where they said they were kind of stepping away from it. That he responded, if he could get a future updates, is there a way to get on the mailing list? I said, well, there probably won't be any more emails. But we might want to think about rebranding the events, or if we even want to keep having the events, because, LinkedIn Local, if LinkedIn sees something in one of our events, they could come and say, hey, we don't like that you're doing that. You need to stop or quit having events. So maybe it's time to rebrand that and to not make it LinkedIn Local anymore. So, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with that, or if there's anything to be done with that. The upside is we rebrand it to be something else, we can then do whatever we want. And we don't have to worry about basically Microsoft coming after us, because Microsoft owns LinkedIn. So probably be the best. probably be the best thing to do is to rebrand, just so you don't have that hanging over your head. Not that we would do anything that would violate their terms of service, but when it comes to a corporation versus a couple of individuals, usually the terms of service are whatever they think they are, and we might unintentionally violate one, or Maybe they changed the terms of service and we didn't know, and there's one that we violated just because we didn't see the latest email or update. And then we're in all kinds of trouble. So it'd be best at this point, I think, to step away from it and to evolve it to something else. So we'll see how that goes. Right now, you know, I just emailed him a little bit ago right after I woke up. So we'll see what his response is. But right now, I'm pretty sure it's probably going to be the same thought the process as me, which is to simply, okay, yeah, be a good time to rename. And, you know, because one thing we can't do is co-work with other people that host events. We can't co-sponsor. Well, we've already had people who have been interested in co-sponsoring events and merging what we're doing with what they're doing. Well, that's a violation in terms of service, so we can't do that. So, yeah, we'd have to create something else anyway. So we'll see. I haven't had a chance to actually have a conversation with them yet, but I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. So with that being said, you know, we'll see. But right now, I'm not really sure what the future is on that. So, you know, definitely an interesting turn of events there, especially considering how involved the founders were. I mean, when I took over as a host, even though they were okay with it, they still kind of wanted me to sit in on one of the meetings and learn about the culture. And to have people that basically did this as like a, you know, part-time job to just be kind of chucked out and like, oh yeah, we're going to do it our way. Yeah, it was kind of rough to hear, you know? So, yeah, which, I mean, you know, it's a corporation and lawyers, so you can't really expect a human outcome there, but at the same time, it just was a tough blow. So I'm just kind of working with that to see what happens, what we want to do. And, you know, once I know or have a better handle on what's going on, we'll go from there. But right now, answer unclear. Try again later. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I know it's been kind of rough news. I apologize for the coughing. Hence the reason why I'm going to a weekly show right now, because I can hardly form 10-15 minutes of talking without coughing several times. So I will definitely catch you all later, and we'll go from there. And thanks for always tuning in and listening. At some point, you know, hopefully I'll be able to go back to daily shows, or I may stay with the weekly format if that works better. But right now, as always, Car Thoughts out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.